Well, are you noticing as you are driving around neighborhoods around Portland or in Salem South, even north in Vancouver, are you noticing more for sale signs on homes? And does that have to do with the fact that interest rates are kind of high? Well, recently the Feds brought down that interest rate. Ashley Michiquet is joining us today to let us know if that's going to have an impact on this housing market. Ashley Michiquet is managing principal with True North Retirement Advisor and one of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle members. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for being with me today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be here.
Well, Ashley, is it true, and we are driving around, I feel like I am seeing more for sale signs on homes. With a surplus of homes on the market, is that directly related to what the interest rate is?
It could be. When someone's putting their home for sale, there's a lot going on. Maybe they've switched jobs, or maybe they bought during the pandemic when rates skyrocketed in mortgages, thinking that rates would come down, and they haven't. And now they're sort of reaching the end of their financial rope. Maybe they got laid off from a job. So there's a lot of individual reasons why someone might list their house. But yeah, I'm seeing a lot of the same things that you are. And I think one thing that is responsible for the uptick in home sales just in the last few weeks is that mortgage rates have started to come down a little bit. And so I think people who are looking to sell their house, they've been waiting on the sidelines because they know that a lot of people just aren't buying houses this year because mortgage rates are so stubbornly high. But a small change in mortgage rates can sometimes be, depending on the house, it can sometimes be, you know, hundreds of dollars a month difference in mortgage payments. And so then they're willing to kind of get off the sidelines and put their house for sale and try to move where maybe they felt stuck in their home and haven't wanted to sell for the last several years because mortgage rates have been so high.
Ashley, with the lowering of interest rates, what does that mean for the stock markets and bonds market?
Yeah, generally there's this phrase, it's called don't fight the Fed. And basically what it means is if you're a stock market investor, if you're a bond investor, the don't fight the Fed means that the lowering of interest rates is generally going to be good for stocks. And it's generally good for bonds as well, because bonds this year have had actually pretty decent returns in anticipation of the Fed lowering rates. And so what you see with that, because bond prices and the yields, so the yields have been coming down on bonds, but they have an inverse relationship. So the bond prices go up when the yields come down. And so what you have is if you already own bonds, you're seeing you get the income from the interest payments on those bonds, but then you're also seeing some price appreciation because the yields are coming down as well. And the value of your bond portfolio, if you're a bond investor, you've probably seen that go up this year. So investors are generally pretty happy because the stock market keeps reaching new highs. And a lot of the growth in the stock market in the last few months has been in anticipation that the Fed would now start lowering interest rates. And that can really be a short-term boost for stocks. It makes valuations of companies more attractive. It can boost profitability of those companies in the stock market because now their interest costs are a little bit lower. So it kind of has this ripple effect, but generally a lower interest rate environment is good for stocks and good for bonds too.
Ashley Michiquet is with us this morning, the managing principal of True North Retirement Advisors. Ashley is always a great resource joining us on the Morning Blend to talk about our finances, money, and retirement. When we realize how much of an impact a lower interest rate has on a mortgage, many people want to try to get into those houses before like Christmas time or when it gets real difficult to move around the Pacific Northwest. But you're also wondering if maybe they're going to lower the rate again, or should I maybe wait until the end of the year to see if there's going to be one more adjustment before I get into a long-term mortgage? What's your advice on that?
My advice on that is that it's really tricky because the Fed, when they lower interest rates, they only really have direct control over very short-term rates. But that does trickle into other things like mortgages and rates on CDs and credit cards and things like that. So that trickles through the entire market. But the mortgage rates are much more closely tied to the 10-year U.S. Treasury. So whatever the yield is on that, whether it's going up or down, that if you lay over a graph of what mortgage rates are with the 10-year Treasury, you see them all, they pretty much move in lockstep with each other. So it's hard to tell because my assumption right after the Fed was lowered rates a couple weeks ago, my assumption is that mortgage rates wouldn't move much because the expectations around inflation are still high. And the future expectations of about where inflation is heading has more influence on the 10-year U.S. Treasury. So, but mortgage rates came down slightly. They went, I think they were at like 6.4 and they dropped to like 6.3, somewhere in that range. So they came down a little bit. The Fed lowered rates by a quarter percentage point. So they kind of didn't quite move in lockstep. They came down about half as much as the Fed lowered interest rates. But I think even with lowered interest rates, there's no guarantee that mortgage rates are going to come down. I mean, the Fed lowered rates last year and mortgage rates continued to go up because inflation expectations were higher back then too. So as long as people believe that inflation is going to remain elevated, you may not, I hate saying this out loud because I don't, it's going to upset people who are like desperate for mortgages. If mortgage rates could just go down to 5.5% or 5%, you'd see a lot more people getting off the sidelines. They'd list their house for sale. They'd move. I think a lot of people are stuck wherever they currently are right now. And as long as mortgage rates stay high, they're going to continue to be stuck because it's hard to find a buyer for your house when mortgage rates are still over 6%. And a lot of people, I think, who were going to buy have already bought and moved. And it's really tricky to say. I think the Fed lowering rates right now with inflation still stubbornly high, it's not anything like it was back in 2021 and 2022, but it's still over 3% and it hasn't really budged that much. So if the Fed lowers rates, that can be inflationary. And we still have tariffs that haven't fully worked their way into the system yet. So my expectation, unfortunately, is that I don't think mortgage rates are going to come down meaningfully, even if the Fed continues to lower rates the rest of this year and into next year. My advice to somebody who is really looking to move is if you're going to move and get a mortgage at current rates, you better be able to afford that mortgage and not be dependent on refinancing and hoping for a lower rate in a year or two because it may not materialize.
And so probably it would be best not to hope on those really low rates that many of us locked in at 3 or 3.5, 4%. Don't count on those days ever coming back.
Yeah, unfortunately that may never happen again. I mean, that was a very unusual time. And the historical norm for mortgage rates is much, much higher. It's in the 5 to 6% range. So 3% is not realistic in my view.
Well, that's all great information, Ashley. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date and giving us some food for thought when it comes to buying or moving into a new home. Ashley, thank you again for being with me.
Thank you, Brenda.
Again, that is Ashley Michikay, Managing Principal at True North Retirement Advisors. If you want to listen to that interview again or maybe find more information on her webpage, I'll be sure to add a link on today's podcast that you'll find at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.